Chapter 15, The Foundation. We all need individualized support and conversation, but there are some universal truths that apply to all. This chapter reviews key universal principles upon which this work is built. A good understanding of these truths will help you start and maintain a self-healing spiritual practice. You will find these guiding principles repeated and elaborated on in example and exercises throughout this work. We need the repetition. It takes time to understand spiritual wisdom. Often in the beginning, we cannot grasp the meaning of a universal truth or a deep wisdom pearl. The pearl may sound good and attract our interest, but it stays in our head as an idea. We barely get a glimpse of its true significance. The sacred wisdom of the ages requires ongoing study, contemplation, and practice. The meaning of a true pearl of wisdom is often well beyond our reach and may take years or decades of contemplation and practice to realize its full significance. Deeper realization occurs only with patient daily practice. Review the following principles. Read first and then contemplate them one at a time. Go slow, go deep. These are very important concepts. They are the foundation of this work. Don't worry if you don't understand the first time around. Most don't. I didn't. It takes time to understand. Just keep studying and begin your practice. Once you get even a glimpse of the power behind these words, you will be well on your way to learning how to heal your deepest suffering, to make medicine out of your pain. The triumph of love over pain. Life is painful. How you manage your pain determines whether you move forward, backward, or stay stuck in this life. The goal is to become an ever more skillful pain manager. Pain has two levels, the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We have no control over the inevitable suffering of life, but we can control our reactivity. Skillful pain management is responding to reactivity with healing qualities. Healing qualities are water on the fire of reactivity. Patience, kindness, love, compassion, and forgiveness heal anger, judgment, resentment, jealousy, anxiety, fear, cruelty, and more. Healing qualities add up to love. Love is more powerful than any painful problem. This work is about the triumph of love over pain. When we respond to pain with love, we are skillful pain managers. Skillful pain management equals love. Becoming a more skillful pain manager is the same thing as becoming a more loving person. Love is the great healer. Love is the great pain manager. When we respond to the inevitable suffering of life with love, we get the best possible deal. We find our power in the story. Love is the true secret, the pearl of great price, the greatest gift, and the ultimate healer. It is greater than any painful problem. But saying this is not enough. We need a mechanism, a way to transform the idea that love is greater than pain to a reality. The mechanism for doing this work is the Universal Healing Wheel, or PMQ. When we roll the wheel, we hold our pain, method, and quality in the same space. This is where the magical combustion happens. In this crucible, in this heat, love contains, reduces, or eliminates the pain and guides us through what is left. Love slowly grows until love is all there is. Then we feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. At mastery, we are love itself. See the illustration on page 132 in this workbook. Love is the centerpiece of religion. Everything else is attraction device. The wheel with traction devices solves the problem of toxic language and traumatic religious history, as PMQ has no theology and you control the traction devices. The number or type of traction devices you use doesn't matter. You can have none, a few, or full-on religion. What does matter is love. If a traction device leads to more love, it is good. If not, why use it? The wheel with traction devices allows us to capture the power of religion and bring it to healthcare safely, efficiently, and effectively. Additional points to remember about pain. Pain is any painful problem, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual. Pain has two dimensions, the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We cannot control the inevitable suffering of life, but we can control our reactions. Reactivity is what we add on to the inevitable suffering of life. There's a lot. We're going to look at this closely. We will dissect reactivity and demonstrate how it works, how we add on, and what to do about it. We will learn how to contain, reduce, or eliminate this reactivity. This knowledge is indispensable. We all need it. Now is the best time to get it, because we will need it sooner or later. We are going to review how the ego causes a high degree of unnecessary reactivity when it spins out of control. This is to be distinguished from the heightened emotions and sensitivities resulting from major mental illness, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety and depressive disorders, traumatic brain injury, and more. In these instances, there is a biological and or genetic contribution to heightened reactivity that may or may not respond to the techniques recommended here. Additional points to remember about love. The number one goal is love. Love is the great healer. It is more powerful than any painful problem. It is a fundamental solution to all of our problems. It is who we really are. In this work, love is defined as anyone or a combination of any of the 100 healing qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. These qualities are the essential healing principle of every psychosocial spiritual belief system. Love equals 100 healing qualities and higher states of consciousness, which equals spirituality. Love and its consort qualities are the healers. Healing qualities are water and the fire of reactivity. They broker and buffer the pain of this life. Such healing powers as compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and humility are more powerful than any painful problem. They will contain, reduce, and eventually eliminate our reactivity. Consult the list of healing qualities on page 79 in this workbook. These qualities are the attributes of love, and they reflect the character of the higher self, true self, or soul. We have these qualities. They are in the genetic code, and we know how to make them grow. We can have a variety of goals related to the outer world of people, activities, work, training, recreation, volunteer, sports, culture, and so forth. While we work on these outer goals, the inner goal is always cultivation of love qualities. Once that inner goal is established, we can continuously affirm, feel, and visualize the qualities that we seek to cultivate. We can use the qualities from moment to manage our pain for the rest of our lives. Affirm compassion over cruelty, self-control over a bad habit, forgiveness over resentment, patience over irritability, understanding over judgment, or any PMQ of your choice. All you need is love and a way to make it grow. The universal healing wheel is the way. When we roll the universal healing wheel, love slowly grows until love is all there is. As our love becomes an unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic habit, our locus of control shifts from outside to inside. Love is expansive by nature. At some point, it cannot contain itself. It breaks into a higher state of consciousness, commonly known as divine love, ecstasy, nirvana, or bliss. Kind and compassionate service to all of humanity is the natural product of this exalted state of consciousness. Repetition is the key to success. Throughout this work, you will discover a variety of practices that will help you grow love and keep this illumined goal before your eyes. It is in the daily victory of love over pain from moment to moment, thought to thought, and breath to breath that we find our liberation. Exercises. The Crucible. See illustration on page 132. Love is the great healer and the great pain manager. It is more powerful than any painful problem. To put this healing principle into practice, we have to learn how to hold love and pain in the same space. In other words, we need to learn how to be in love when we are in pain. This is not easy. When pain comes, we instinctively turn to escapist pain-killing devices that are not consistent with love, such as substance and sex abuse, excessive eating, shopping, the internet, TV, or other addictions, power and control over others, verbal and physical abuse, greed and selfishness. The magic happens when we don't escape. We stay with the pain and bring our love to the pain with a method. This is rolling the wheel or practicing PMQ. When we roll the wheel, we hold the pain, method, and quality in the same space. It is in this heat, in this crucible, that the magic happens. When we hold love and pain in the same space with a method, love grows. As it grows, it contains, reduces, or eliminates the pain and guides us through what is left. This is transcendence. This is where you rise. This is where you find your power in the story. This is when you feel better, and if you don't feel better, at least you won't make it worse. It doesn't matter what the pain does. We keep coming back with love. When we get the pain-love dance right, the reward is great. We evolve spiritually. We feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. Ecstatic joy, intuitive wisdom, bliss, nirvana, God. Then we bring that refined and purified, gentle, compassionate love to all whom we meet. This is skillful pain management by responding to pain with love. When we hold PMQ in the same space, the product is ever more refined, purified love. As that love grows, it contains, reduces, or eliminates our pain and guides us through what is left. This is called the crucible. Exercise number 2, love and medical practice. Love is the great healer and the great pain manager. It can help our medical practice if we figure out a way to integrate it without controversy. To do this, we need a definition of love and a vehicle for its implementation. Love is defined as 100 healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. The Universal Healing Wheel, or PMQ, is the vehicle for cultivating love in response to pain. The simplest method is as follows. When you see that you've gone for a ride on the train of thought and want to get off the train, stop, breathe, present moment, pain, method, quality, traction device. This method extracts and transfers the essential healing principle from religion to medical practice safely, efficiently, and effectively. When we practice this method, healing power expands, we manage our pain more skillfully, and we evolve. You will find variations of this method throughout this work. In summary, love is the great healer. It operationalizes through PMQ, or the wheel. The simplest method for rolling the wheel is to see when your mind is going for a ride on the train of thought and you want to get off the train. You operationalize the wheel through 7 steps. Stop, breathe, present moment. That's the first 3 steps. And then the next 3 steps are choose a pain, choose a method, choose a quality. That's rolling the wheel. And then add a traction device, which is optional. This is how to practice PMQ, or rolling the universal healing wheel, as a means of operationalizing love, the great healer and great pain manager, in your personal as well as your professional life. In the next section of the manual, you will find a comprehensive review of the 15 methods.